The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Praise to the Lord.
The crowds who were gathering to be baptized by John asked him, "What should we do?" In reply, John said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So, with many other exhortations, John proclaimed the good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This past week, I celebrated an Advent Mass at our high school, St. Mary's in Hamilton. Unlike the last time, I didn't sing during my homily that day, though I did threaten to sing Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas Is You" and relate it to Jesus. I didn't sing it, though, so don't worry. But I did begin my homily by asking a simple question. I asked the students, "How many of you are bored right now?" Now, given that it was a high school mass, I kind of expected most hands to go up. Surprisingly, though, only a few hands went up, less than 10. But then I followed up that question with another one. How many of you, even if you are not bored right now, are generally bored with life? How many of you find life boring? Almost every hand went up. Almost every hand. That kind of scares me, but it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me because I know that what is true of the student population at St. Mary's is also true of the wider population, not just among millennials, but across generations. We in the West suffer from boredom, a boredom that goes beyond just the superficial. Being bored at work or being bored at school is a superficial boredom. But being bored with life, that is a much deeper boredom. It is a boredom with our own existence. It's an existential boredom. And that is the boredom we suffer from here in the West, a boredom with our own existence. So what is the antidote to this boredom? Well, I think all of you already know the answer. You're going to know what I'm about to say. It is Christ. Jesus is the antidote. Because you see, if a Christian is truly a Christian, if we truly believe in Jesus Christ and the gospel he has come to preach, then it is impossible for us to be bored. It is impossible for us to be bored with our own existence, precisely because we have infused our existence with God. And that is precisely what all of the readings are about on this Gaudete Sunday. The joy of the gospel. The joy of having our life infused with Christ. "Sing aloud, O daughter Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart," we read in the first reading. "Shout aloud and sing for joy," we hear in the responsorial psalm. "Rejoice in the Lord always, I say it again, rejoice." we read in the second reading. There is this consistent theme of joy thread throughout all of our readings today. And this, I think, makes sense to us. It's Advent. We're preparing for the great celebrations of Christmas, so yeah, we should probably be joyful. But the joy that we have become accustomed to at this time of year has, in many cases, been reduced to a consumerist joy, a joy that stays at the surface level. Pope Francis speaks about the nature and the danger of this consumerist joy when he writes, "The great danger in today's world, pervaded as it is by consumerism, is the desolation and anguish born of a complacent yet covetous heart, the feverish pursuit of frivolous pleasures, and a blunted conscience." A complacent yet covetous heart. That is precisely the boredom that our students identified with, the boredom that we all suffer from. We are complacent, we're bored, yet we constantly want to consume more. We're constantly scrolling on our Instagram feed, constantly looking for the next YouTube video, constantly looking for the next thing to buy. We consume and we consume, and this consuming gives us momentary pleasure, but it never satisfies. Which is why, after the Christmas season, there can be such a drop in our mood, a feeling of emptiness, and maybe even despair. Because the joy that has filled our days in and around Christmas was superficial. It didn't penetrate deep into our being. And so we get depressed. And we slip back into that existential boredom that seems to be the refrain of so much of our lives. Which means that there must be something more to the joy of Christ than just the consumerist joy we have become accustomed to. The joy of Christ, the joy that our readings speak about today, must be deeper. It must touch the deepest part of our being. It must quench the deepest desires of our heart. And it does. It does, if we let it. The joy of Christ, the joy of rejoicing in the Lord, of singing aloud to daughter Zion, this joy is a much simpler yet deeper joy than the consumerist joy we have become accustomed to. The joy of Christ is a joy that rejoices in the beauty of God's creation, a joy that rejoices in the tenderness of a mother with her child, of a kind gesture, of care for the poor, a joy that rejoices in the company of friends and strangers alike. It is a simple yet deep joy. It is a joy that is rooted in and has its source in the sure knowledge of God's love for us. That is the source of this joy, to know that we are loved by God, to know who we are, to know that we are His beloved children. And once we know that, once we abide in that truth and live our lives securely founded upon the truth of God's love for us, then we allow the joy of Christ, the joy of God, to pierce to the very depths of our being. We no longer become consumed by the world precisely because we have already been consumed by God. That is the joy we celebrate today. That is the joy we prepare to celebrate this Christmas, and that is the joy we live every day as Christians, true Christians. But if, like me, you still struggle to allow that joy in your heart, if, like me, you still find yourself allured by the consumerist joy of the world, then now is the time to join me in coming back to the Lord. Come back to the Lord in the Eucharist. Come back to the Lord in confession. Come back to the Lord and say, "Lord, I have let myself be deceived. In 1,000 ways I have shunned you. Yet here I am, once more to renew my love for you. I need you. I need your joy. I need your love. Lord, take me once more into your redeeming embrace."